Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM as we are live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range, and we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, kettlebell hotspot, where your functional fitness begins, and we're also brought to you by Celsius Energy Drink. Right now, let's scoot on over to the Ray Snell Sports Line because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell, raysnell.com. From Exit Realty First, and we welcome to the program. You know, it's not often we get a chance to talk to the superintendents of the schools. We're usually talking with the coaches or the ADs, but we're bringing in the big guns from Hanover Horton Schools, and we have Superintendent John Denny joining us. Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm good, Mark. How about yourself?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for taking time and joining us here today.
Oh, thanks for having me. My pleasure.
Well, as I understand it, your athletic director is still kind of in a recovering phase. So we're going to talk with you a little bit about some of that athletic director stuff and where Hanover Horton is with their fall sports schedule coming up. And, you know, let's just go ahead and start with football. That's really the one that we're all kind of looking forward to right now. And it's really the sport in the fall that brings the whole community together. And it's just a great experience at Hanover Horton School. So let's talk about the football season. As the soup, what are you expecting with the football season this year?
Well, I'm looking forward to this year. We got a new coach came in, David Messer. He'd spent a lot of time down working in Hudson. He was one of the coordinators under Chris Luma down there. So he comes in knowing what a winning program looks like. We've had a chance to talk to a few of the kids, and they really enjoy playing for him through the 7-on-7s and summer workouts and all that. So, you know, this time of year, there's always plenty of optimism, but there's a good air of excitement about the program. And the kids are taking advantage of we got dead week this week with the season officially starting next week. So the kids are excited, and that's huge. You know, that's what, as a school administrator, that's what you want to see. You want to see the kids excited and optimistic as the season starts. And, you know, it is one of those. You get, there's nothing like Friday night under the lights.
There's not. Even that first one or two where it's a Thursday night under the lights, there's nothing like it. When really, like I said, it's like the first time the community gets back together after the long summer. And it's the first time that friends of those who have become friends because their kids in the same grade or on the same team to kind of see each other for the first time after a while. So it's just nice to have that sense of community with football again.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to be able to get the band out there and get the stands filled up and just even smelling the burgers cooking on the grill at the concession stand. You know, just as the old football player and football coach in me, I enjoy those nights.
And the little kids playing football behind the stands, too. Don't forget about that.
Well, not at our place. They're not supposed to bring those footballs in. They're too much. They take up too much energy to keep them from hurting each other.
Well, maybe not Hanover Horton, but that does happen in some of the schools. So
absolutely, it does.
Now, some of the things that we haven't talked about a whole lot in the past, we haven't really hit upon the golf team or the cross country team. Do you have some inside info on the golf, on the girls' golf, that we should know about for the fall?
Well, we're going to have a new coach. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it might be kind of coached by committee. We're still ironing out the details. That Chris Berger, who had been a coach in our district for over 50 years, stepped down after last year. So we've got some new people stepping in to help take on that program. But we're still working out the final details. We've got it covered, but it's still ironing out. But, you know, it's one of those, we always have a couple of girls that step up. We've got some good athletes there and always looking forward to a good competitive team, they'll be in the thick of it again. Yeah. And then you get into cross country and Dean Blackledge has just had a juggernaut of a program for well before the time I got here. I just finished 12 years. And the year before I got here, his girls team won their first state championship, and they ended up going back-to-back, and then his boys had two. So a lot of conference regional titles and state championships there and all-state runners. And it really is impressive. My son ran as part of the cross-country program, and I being a part of it and watching how hard those kids work, I got a whole new respect level for those that do cross country. That's for sure.
Yeah. The race days are the easy days in practice. Cross country for me is like right up there with wrestling. It's a tough sport. It's really drueling on the kids.
It is. When somebody tells you, well, I just ran an easy 10 today. It was a light day.
Yeah.
I'm like, are we talking 10 feet or 10 yards maybe?
Now let's talk about volleyball a little bit. How are the Comets looking as far as volleyball goes this year?
I'm really excited now. Tryouts will start Monday for that, but through the summer workouts, the varsity girls looked really, really strong. And even our JVs went to one of the, they did a team camp and ended up beating a couple varsity teams with our JV girls. So we got Courtney Adelman, the new coach for us this year, that she came, she's a graduate of Hanover, but she had last coach down at Lenawee Christian last year and had a chance to kind of come back home, and I'm very impressed with how she's putting the program, getting it ready to move forward, and I think it's going to be a good year for volleyball as well.
All right. Sounds like a lot of good things going forward for Hanover Horton Schools on the fall sports side of things. That's good. That's good news. It's good to hear.
Good time to be a Comet.
It is, yeah. All right, now I want to talk a little bit about what the new Cascades Conference is going to look like. This is something I guess I always thought would have been in the realm of the athletic directors, but this is really in the hands of the superintendents as far as getting together and deciding what moves to make. Am I right in that assumption?
Yes to both.
Okay.
Honestly, it's been a pretty collaborative effort that the ADs kept kind of bringing it up, and the superintendents for a lot of years kept shooting it down. And we've had quite a few meetings over the last few years with the superintendents and the athletic directors together. We've had them separate. And it finally got to a point where it was kind of a perfect storm hitting, to where we needed to make some moves, or we were worried moves were going to be made for us as the conferences around us started to make some shifting, as teams were bouncing around between leagues, and, as us being kind of one of the middle-sized schools in the conference, mm-hmm. we were worried. If the big schools went or the small schools went, where were we going to go? And the consensus was, let's look at adding a few schools to protect the stability of our conference.
Originally, the Cascades wanted Concord and Springport. Is that true?
They were mentioned in the mix. They're closer geographically for us than Homer is, as well as, probably Leslie. Maybe not so much to Springport for some of the schools, but you look at school size and you also look at the proximity. I spent a couple of years up in Eaton Rapids as as an assistant principal AD up there for a few years. And that CAAC league, you had schools, middle school kids going on an hour and a half bus ride.
Wow.
And we didn't want that. We wanted to keep it to where you may have one or two long commutes for the games, but not on a regular night in, night out basis.
Right. The way
we looked at it, and it didn't work out for them, and Homer, Jonesville, Leslie, and Columbia, they thought it did.
Columbia was the first one to come over. As I understand it, Columbia has been wanting to be a part of the Cascades for a while, and it just happened to pan out for them this time around. How do you feel about Columbia being in the Cascades Conference?
I think it's a nice balance as far as their proximity. It makes sense for so many reasons for them to be a part of the conference. I know Hanover didn't play them in everything, but a lot of the other schools in the conference do. And that's one of the things when you look at all four of them that got added in, most of them are on our schedules in every sport.
Mm-hmm. And then it was Leslie. That was the domino to fall, and then from what I understand, it looked like when I was looking through some of the slides I was able to get my hand on from Homer, you originally reached out to Homer in Jonesville. Did I read that right?
I had contact with him. Okay. And a couple of the ADs did as well. That at one point, Jonesville was kind of a front runner right at the beginning, but then we met as a executive, or the superintendents of the Cascades met, and all we had were the formal, application letter, however you want to word it, mm-hmm. from Columbia and Leslie. And that was when we agreed to add to get to 10, and the intent was to add two more. And we were trying to keep an eye on the size of the schools and, trying to make sure we maintained a good balance of the big and the small schools. And Jonesville was right on it. They sent over pretty quick to ask about joining. And then after that, it was, okay, if we're going to bring Jonesville, we've got to bring one more. And that was where the conversations went with a couple of the other schools, and Homer was excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was how we ended up with Homer.
Okay. And now this puts a total of what, 12 in the Cascades now?
Yeah. And I think that's where we're going to, I think that's a pretty good spot for us.
Okay.
That it's, if we end up staying all in league, it's 22 games, or we can do division. There's a lot of sorting out to do. The devil's always in the detail. But there's a couple of different conferences out there that are 12 teams that do divisions in some sports, no divisions in others. And throughout the course of this year, the athletic directors will be meeting with the coaches of the different sports, superintendents will be involved, principals will be involved, and we'll just iron out, because we're essentially creating a new league. For the most part, it'll keep the name, but it's going to look a whole lot different. So a lot of the details are going to get ironed out over the next 2, 3, 4 months.
In your opinion, what works best for Hanover Horton schools? Is it conferences, divisions based on proximity, based on size? Is it almost a la carte, depending on what the sport is? Your opinion, what's the best scenario look like for Hanover Horton schools?
I have yet to see a scenario that worked across the board equally for all the sports. And I think you hit it on the head with the a la carte line. I think it's going to be to a point where certain sports, based on the limitation you have of competition dates, is likely to be more of a divisional format. If it's one that it can work to where we can find out ways of everybody playing everybody, we'll try that way. The big school, small school divisions created problems back when we had the Cascades Red and Blue before. And we don't want to repeat that. That's one of the things that, as a former history teacher, you teach history so you don't repeat the mistakes of the past. And we want to learn from what went wrong before and make sure we don't do that again. And that's one of the things that we've gotten a hold of, some of the constitution, bylaws, stuff like that, of a couple other conferences. And we're going to really sort through it. We've got some ADs that have been around a long time. We've got some superintendents that have been around a long time. And collectively, I have pretty good faith that we're going to be able to come up with a pretty good plan.
The reason why the conference kind of realigned itself and brought in some new ones, is it based on football? I know you have to make the decisions based on all the sports collectively, but if it really wasn't for Napoleon getting squeezed out of the playoffs last year, would we be having this conversation?
The conversation's been being had for a while. We had a big meeting right before COVID hit, superintendents and athletic directors. And at that time, a lot of the discussion was how do we find ways to protect the integrity of the league and look at expansion. And at that time, there wasn't enough support behind it to get the necessary votes to expand the league at that time. The football discussion definitely came in, and I think if you look around the state right now, unfortunately, the playoff situation is driving a lot of conferences to make major changes. Between schools dropping and going to 8-man, as well as just the bigger schools in a conference going somewhere else so that they can have a better chance. And it was definitely not as easy of a decision as it may have seemed like it would have been to make. My dad competed in the Cascades Conference. I competed in the conference, and you don't like just tossing the that history and, you know, just the traditional rivalries we have, generational rivalries, aside for one sport. But, you know, the football discussion definitely played into it a little bit. But it did reach much further than that. There was a definite consensus that we're not going to totally restructure our conference for one sport.
All right. We're talking with Superintendent of Hanover Horton Schools, John Dunney, joining us here today. I can tell you this. When it comes to the realignment and having Columbia Central now in there, Jonesville, which is, I mean, it's Jackson-ish, but not quite. Leslie, Jackson-ish, but not quite. I kind of like the competition, at least in the football level. I'm kind of looking at everything through the scope of football right now, since that's the season that we're most anticipating. I kind of like how the Cascades is shaping up and how it's going to look, not this season, but next season. I feel like it's an exciting time to be in the Cascades.
Oh, I think so, too. And I think all the sports, you're going to see an increase in competition level, which forces everybody to get better. You know, you're bringing in Homer with their baseball tradition. Jonesville's been strong in a lot of sports for a lot of years. You know, the competition within the conference games is going to be, it's going to be tough. You're going to, you know, you earned a Cascades Conference championship before, but it's going to be extra hard to win it now.
There's a reason why we call it the Rugged Cascades. Everybody just kind of beats each other up, right? Yeah. All right.
You know, don't take a day off, that's for sure.
No kidding. John, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Hey, anytime. You take care.
It's John Denny joining us, Superintendent of Hanover Horton Schools. This is Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.